facing overwhelming odds, the survivors decided to vote for a leader, someone to direct them and keep them together. And they did. They chose me, Wayne Porter. And now I'm running for re-election. In the 8 years since we crashed here, I like to think I've made a difference here on the island. As head of the Treehouse Party, I led the Treehouse Building Initiative. I sharpened sticks to use as weapons. And I helped kill the fat guy. Remember the fat guy? How annoying he was? How much food he ate? I got rid of him. Some of my critics might say, we've forgotten all about the fat guy. The fat guy is old news. That's because he's dead. And you have my word that if any other inhabitants of the island get too fat, I will kill them as well, no questions asked. And so, my fellow wretched castaways, I know I can lead this island into the 21st century, whenever that may occur. I know I can come up with a way to turn starfish into medicine. I know that this commercial is not being televised in any way, since I'm just staring into a coconut with a hole in it. I know that any music or pictures that come up at the end of this non-existent commercial will only be the products of my fevered imagination. So vote for me.
Re-elect Wayne Porter, the leader you trust.
This Saturday Night Live skit was brought to you by Chibi Ninja, who's advertising his site. Go to a SIG for the site. And also brought to you by Shadow Man, with the quote, hypothermia. Okay, and now what I'll do is I'll be reading a review that I wrote for a game. I shall now reveal the game as Peach Strikes Back, made by Fan Guy. I shall now read, fellow eater of noodles. Graphics. Great graphics. I really like the drawings of Death Mountain and Peach and Kirby drinking what appears to be a milkshake. Overall, the graphics look mostly like grips and hand-drawn stuff. I rate this 6 out of 10. Gameplay. This was a good part of the game. There was a lot of variety in the gameplay as well. The three different styles of gameplay and shooting level at the last boss. I rate this 9 out of 10. Sound. Great. Nice selection of minis and wave files. I rate this 10 out of 10. Replay value. I like this game so much. I would only play it again, though, if I was really bored. I rate this 5 out of 10. Storyline. Really great storyline. 10 out of 10. I would tell you why it is 10 out of 10 that I do, but to do that, I would be giving out spoilers. Overall, the ending suggested that there would be a sequel, and I really liked that. And I really like that in a game. Great game, Fan Guy. I rate this game 8 out of 10. Okay, so there you go. That's my review for Peach Strikes Back, which can be found in the Pointless Post Palace in some thread somewhere. But I don't know where, so look! Next show might be dedicated to a Saturday Night Live skit. Brought to you by Shadow Man, with the quote, hypothermia. And I'll review The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. I know you want me to, Thunder Dragon. I know you do. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I will not do that again because that is too weird. Even for me, because I'm weirdest child, but who cares? Well, I got Wind Waker, beating it. Well, next week I'll review it. I haven't beaten it all the way, though. So, until next time, this is Weirdest Child signing off, and
that is the end.